Do you want to put the trust of your financial future into someone else's hands, or do you need to take control of your financial future yourself? Let's talk about that and lots more right now. Hi, Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here. I'm the owner of The Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday, the 27th of February. And I want to talk about your financial future because it's really important. And it's the aim and the topic of this webinar and podcast is to just highlight a few of the risks, I suppose, of giving away the control of your financial future. And I've got a great example here. I've printed it out and I've got a copy open on the screen behind me here. And it's from the New Zealand Herald, which is the local national newspaper here in New Zealand. And the headline is, a New Zealand super fund, which is like a retirement pension fund, loses $200 million after a risk-free loan to a Portuguese bank. Now, this was a headline this week. I just wanted to read the first line. Almost $200 million of taxpayer money invested in a Kiwi superannuation fund has been lost after a Portuguese bank where the money was supposedly in a risk-free loan collapsed. Now, that's a huge amount of money. It's taxpayers' money. It's something that a lot of people have to contribute to through their wages into like a retirement, national retirement fund. Now, $200 million's been lost in supposedly a risk-free venture there. So the question becomes, if you give up your control of your financial future to someone else, whether it's another company, whether it's a property investment company, any sort of financial investment that you're handing control over to someone else, you know, what can you do about that when things go wrong? And a lot of people do hand money over, or in terms of like government superannuation funds, like the one here in New Zealand. You know, there's it's not so much voluntary. It's a lot of them. You have to contribute towards those funds. And then you find that huge errors occur. You know, the fees keep continuing, don't they? You notice the fees never stop, yet the performance is never related to the fees in a lot of cases. And one of the things, I suppose, when it comes back to trading is I'm in control. Whether I take good trades or bad trades, you know, profitable trades or not profitable trades, that's purely up to me. So it's up to me to understand what I'm doing, having the education and the knowledge within trading. But the good thing is once you have that education and knowledge and you know what you're doing, the returns that you can make for yourself are often substantially greater than most other ways of generating income or generating a return on an investment. So it really does sort of, you know, make you sort of question, really, you know, what are you doing about your future? Are you someone who just likes to hand control over and let someone else manage that or put it in a bank and earn almost nothing, like we've talked about in many of the recent podcasts? Or do you want to take control yourself? And really, that's where I suppose, as a Forex coach, I can help you with that, because, you know, Forex offers so many of the great benefits that we have all, you know, come to know and to see. So yeah, just wanted to point that out and just to get you thinking yourself, you know, what are you doing about your future, your financial future? If you want to take control, then do something about it. On the markets this week, well, we've seen the British pound, we've seen the New Zealand dollar and the Australian dollar rise quite considerably this week. But I've just noticed that overnight, so Thursday heading into Friday, the US dollar has strengthened a lot. So for me heading into Friday, looking at the longer time frame charts, the daily charts, 12 hourlies, 6 hourlies, 4 hourlies, I'm now looking for selling opportunities on a lot of pairs. So for the US dollar to strengthen and drive down the likes of the euro, US dollar, the British pound US dollar, the New Zealand US, the Aussie US, and many other pairs as well. But to me, on the charts, the US has strengthened significantly overnight, which is now giving us good selling opportunities on a lot of the US dollar related pairs. So coming back to what I've started with, taking control. I can see what's happening on the charts. For a lot of this week, I've been looking for buy trades on those pairs I've just mentioned. Now, all of a sudden, I'm seeing potential sell setups. I'm now looking at changing the direction that I'm looking at trading for today and looking to profit from that. The beauty of Forex, of course, is earlier in the week, I was profiting, taking buy trades on a lot of those pairs. Today, I'm looking at profiting, taking sell trades. So the future's in my hands, and it's up to me to make that work rather than handing that control over to a complete stranger. And seeing what, you know, a lot of these so-called experts are doing with these sort of government and investment related sort of industries, then, you know, for me personally, I want to be in control. So I hope you do too. So this is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. I look forward to talking to you this time next week.